I'm glad.
Okay, you want to make that motion again, Robin?
I'll make a motion, we go out of executive session.
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion by Robin, or second by Cade to come out of executive session. Any other discussion? No, it'll be roll call again. Robin?
Aye.
Cade?
Aye.
Troy?
Aye.
Commissioner?
Aye.
Motion passed unanimously. You got the times and everything?
Yep.
Good girl. Okay, back into regular session. We have no resolutions, comments from employees. Commissioner, anything?
No, sorry I was late. I had other duties and got here when I can, so I don't think there's anything else.
Okay.
Do we need to make a motion on changes and get this going, or are we good?
We're good right now.
Perfect.
Anything else, Mike?
I've got a comment on batteries. A battery issue. Well, we had a good thing going with our batteries. We were taking them to Napa. We was getting a little chunk of change off them, buying whatnot. Well, they cut us off on that. So we went to the new auto parts store in Beaver Auto.
O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's. And they wouldn't take them from us as a commercial entity. They would only take them from an individual. And so we checked around, couldn't find anything. So I just said, you know what, Mark, you can have the batteries. Well, in my thought process and just getting rid of batteries and not having to pay anything, I didn't really stop to think about what it looked like to somebody else. And O'Reilly's called corporate. They called Nolan, they called, I guess, Beaver City, and thought that the manager and the employees at the landfill were colluding to scam and scheme batteries off.
And taking taxpayer dollars.
Well, let me tell you, for us at a landfill to store those batteries and then get rid of them in a bulk load, we have to have a storage container. Yep. It has to be waterproof, it has to be ventilated, it has to be fireproof. And I thought, just letting Mark take the batteries here, Mark, and it's the amount of money is minuscule. We can't take them anywhere and come out on ahead on batteries and money.
Especially 8 cents a pound. After you build a facility to hold them, it's no.
Or build a facility to hold them or stack them up in the back of my truck and haul them to Cedar Robinson Recycling and get 6 cents a pound for them. And then I come home and I've got burnt holes in all my Levi's. And anyway, to be honest with you, I was a little bit miffed because I, like, this guy's kind of questioned my integrity. But honestly, I stopped and think about it. The guy's probably right. He doesn't know me from Adam, and it didn't look real good. So I made a mistake, or I'm working on some other method to get rid of our batteries. I'm hoping that it doesn't cost us any money, but that's where things stand right now. I'm trying to find a place to offload our batteries, a way to get rid of them, that maybe we can make some money, and maybe I can just get rid of them and it doesn't cost us anything. But if you guys hear that Mike Nelson and Mark are stealing batteries, like I said, it probably wasn't my brightest thought process to just give them to Mark, but that's what I did. Mark made a little money off them, but he made very little money. So,
no big deal.
I made a mistake doing that.
But you were solving an issue. It wasn't like you wanted to create a mistake. So,
Mark got the cards from O'Reilly's, and this guy's up in arms about it. So.
And I got a question on batteries. Where are they coming from? If I go to Napa or O'Reilly's or anywhere to get a battery, if I just go down and buy a battery, I get charged a core charge.
Yeah, they want your old one off of their core.
Robin, we get, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 batteries a week. Another Kane County, they have no problem taking them into their auto parts store down there, and they get credit for ether and towels and odds and ends that a shop needs, but we've been cut off here, so I'm trying to find a solution to it. But we do get, Iron County just buries them, but we get 3 or 4 batteries a week, maybe more, sometimes less. Plus, we're getting the small lithium batteries. Mark was also taking those over, and there's a Home Depot bin over there, so he's been offloading those, and I cut him off on all of it, and I'm trying to find a more transparent, better solution than what I knee-jerk reacted and did. But any battery company up north, they'll recycle batteries to those people at the Wasatch Front, and they'll come and get them, just pile them up and stack them up. We're down here in southern Utah, and they want a chunk of change to come and get our batteries. And the battery programs for Napa and AutoZone and these places are for residential individuals, and it's not going to look good anymore. It's not going to look any better for Mike Nielsen to have 20 gift cards or Jared or anybody else. So I'm trying to find some way to take care of our batteries. But anyway, if you hear anything through the grapevine, that's what I did. I made a mistake. And
no biggie. Anyway, yeah. Figure it out.
Well, I told you, no biggie. So,
Kaylee, you're up.
I'm up. Okay, so I just have a couple things I need to tell you guys about. So on the Utah retirement system, on our plans, so we pay into the retirement, but we also have plans set up for the employees if they want to also contribute. So like 401ks, blah, blah, blah. They have two plans that we added, so the Roth 401k and the 457b. So we had to fill out like a service agreement so we could add those to the plan. So that just gives the employees the option to choose between a traditional or Roth contributions. So, and it doesn't affect the district. There's no cost to it. It doesn't change anything. It's just something that we had to fill out so we could add those two options so the employees would have other options besides just the traditional 401k.
Begging your forgiveness because we went ahead and did it.
I think it was required.
It was required.
Well,
you didn't do anything.
I know, but we're just letting you know that I said, yeah, do it, Kaylee. It doesn't cost us anything. Do it.
We can ratify that decision if we need to.
Okay.
Yeah, because we didn't even ratify in the city. They just met with the employees and said, do you want any of these options? Just sign them. That's all we done at the city.
But five counties.
Five counties done the same thing.
Okay. We passed it along to the employees and gave everybody the information. Yeah. I just told Kaylee to just let the board present it.
But for them to be able to have that option, the company had to fill out the form so we could add it to our plan. So that's what we did.
So do we do a match of any kind with those? It's just strictly on them.
Okay. You want it?
No, I was just asking. The county started doing that last year, so just so you guys are aware.
No,
we're already losing money.
Yeah.
We've done it for the city for years.
Okay.
So.
Well, we just did a 2%.
We do.
I don't.
Two or three.
I don't know how that works.
I guess it's something we could look into for the future, but.
Yeah, that's their raise this year.
I just wanted to let you know
going to struggle budget-wise. I hate to be flippant about that, but we're going to struggle. Our fuel is going to go through the roof. We're struggling with some of our receipts not being able to come in here. So our budget's going to be ugly. I hope not. I hope we can pull a rabbit out of our hat, but things are going to be tight.
I agree.
That's adjourned. You got more?
One more, just to let you guys know that I'll be starting the audit for fiscal year 2025. And our audit firm, Hinton Burdick, they've merged, and so they're now called Squire.
Good old Squire.
Good old Squire. And
good old Squire is, but...
Anyways, because of our revenues, we will be doing a full audit again, and I'll be starting getting stuff together and planning all that with them probably next week.
One
question, I did forget something. The cleanups for the city, everything's been going okay with them coming into Beaver? And here, I guess they did Minersville the other day.
So did Minersville?
Milford's next week.
Milford's next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Everything's been good, though.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Got a couple little issues that I'll work out with Stetson. That's just watching things. Somebody filled a couple of refrigerators full of dead meat, Minersville, and all their stuff, and then they dumped them in the metal pile, and then
And the guys probably didn't check that. They just saw a freezer.
It's just a, like I said, it's just a, hey, you guys, if you see a refrigerator, see something.
Make sure there's nothing.
Make sure there's nothing.
Yeah.
It was bad. I sat here and gagged the whole day because I got something on my shoe. And
anything else?
No.
Meeting adjourned.
Let's do it.